really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you drop in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like ice.
My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful. What's your hurry?
My father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace
so
roar.
Maybe I better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
but
hurry.
But maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some CDs on while I pour.
The neighbors might think,
baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew
your
how.
Your eyes are like starlight
to
now.
Break the spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no, 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 sir.
And welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J. Greg I. Eric Reinert behind the glass. And this is the great song from the 1800s. How the West Was Won.
Nope, not quite.
Oh, it's not.
Nope, this is a baby. It's Cold Outside by, of course, Jen Lilly. And
oh, is it?
Yes, yes, of course. And Eric Martzoff. From Days of Our Lives. And now, a little confused here because we were going to have on Jen Lilly, but earlier we were trying to get Judy Evans on the phone. Of course, Breakthrough Entertainment's celebration of Days of Our Lives' 50th anniversary. You know her, or you and I know her as Adrian Kyriakis, but of course everyone else knows her
Adrian
as...
Adrian Johnson Kyriakis.
Yes, of course. Well, she's divorced as well. You know, that's maybe...
What's her divorce name? Johnson?
Johnson, yeah.
As in Johnson & Johnson?
No, not quite. But everyone, her friends know her as Judy Evans. Thank you so much for joining us, Judy.
Thank you. Thank you. Thrice divorced from the same person.
Yeah, that's true. Yes. There was just like a one-year
oh,
gap
twice
there.
Twice divorced. Wow.
Yeah, you know. I know it's a big word for a blonde, but hey, you know, every once in a while.
But I think you used to play Bonnie Lockhart.
As well.
Yes.
How did that go over with the fans? I mean, were they... confused or how
well,
did that work?
It worked pretty well. It worked pretty well. I think there was a big enough break between the 80s or 1990 when I left as Adrian and coming back in 2003 as Bonnie that a lot of the new viewers had no idea that I'd been on the show before. Mm-hmm. So that was a good thing. And then when I left as Bonnie and then came back a month later as Adrian, we did a whole hair color change and added extensions, so it kind of worked, and the fans are very accepting. And the great thing about Dave's producers is that they really do believe in the actors. That I'm like one of seven people who have played different characters on the show, not related to the characters they played previously. So they're really good about that. The fans, you know, they're so loyal regardless that it really almost doesn't matter who you play. They will, you know, buy into it, and it's really very, very wonderful.
Yeah, and of course, I completely agree with what you just said about, you know, Adrian versus Bonnie, because, you know, even though I've been watching Days of Our Lives ever since the day I was born, I'm a very loyal fan. I'm only 31, and, you know, but I...
What, are you making a pitch here?
No. Maybe. but
younger men are gay.
Wait, do you have a sister?
Hey, come on, I'm Sonny's age. But...
Still, you're over 18, so that's good.
Yeah, that's true.
There we go. We don't want to make the news.
But I knew Judy as Bonnie Lockhart because, I mean, Mimi, I had a huge crush on Mimi you know, back then. And, you know, you were Mimi's mom. Not just Mimi's mom, but Mimi's crazy mom.
How old were you, Joseph?
At the time, I was probably, you know, in my 20s, low 20s.
Oh, and how old was Mimi?
She was probably in her low
20s. Yeah. Early
20s. Ah, gotcha.
Yeah. It was okay. It was legal.
Yeah. But but Bonnie was such an interesting character. She was crazy. I mean, and Adrian's kind of down to earth. She's the mom, right?
Yeah. Bonnie was, you know, really straight out of the tray, you know, very looking for a good way to make a quick buck. Yeah. Not necessarily a good way, but an easy way to make a quick buck. She took all of her daughter's savings and spent it on, you know, lottery tickets. When people would die, she'd go and, collect the clothing for charity and then go sell it and make some money. Her charity Christmas tree lot was really charity for her pocket. She was kind of, you know, I have a few aunts that were modeled after her. Straight out of, you know, I grew up in a trailer, so saw a lot of
Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
Really came straight to my heart, actually, close to home.
I loved her, and of course, Adrian is just so excellent. On the show for so many years, a lot of people don't know this, and I didn't even know this, but Allison Sweeney once played her in a flashback?
Yes, back in the late 80s, early 90s, played Adrian as a little girl, or maybe early 80s, mid-80s. Somewhere in there.
Wow. See, I didn't know that. And I want to find a clip of this or something like that. But Adrian, lately, she's just been having, you know, so many excellent scenes. Of course, a couple years ago, she had excellent scenes with both Will and Sonny, and especially Sammy, right?
Right, right.
I mean, a lot of anger there.
Well, you know, being a child of Sammy Brady, there's a lot of danger that comes with that. So not wanting my son to be involved with him. I mean, she had nothing against Will, but, you know, bullets do fly around that family.
Now, Judy, it looks like you've been on various different soap operas during your career. Guiding Light appears, Another World, As the World Turns.
I have a very checkered past, yes.
But it's legal. No, but the thing is, I'm just wondering, was there any particular character that you enjoyed more than any other, whether it was you had two characters on Days of Her Life, but as compared to Guiding Light, Another World, As the World Turns, what character did you enjoy the most?
They all have a special, of course, place in my heart, and I haven't really enjoyed all the characters, but Bonnie was the most fun to play. That she did and said things that just were very shocking and fun, and just was crazy, 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 crazy good. So I really loved her. Probably playing her was the most fun. However, all the roles have had a really special place in my heart.
Now, you played, I think in 2000, a television movie, Getting Away with Murder, the John Benet Ramsey mystery. I guess you played the mom. Was that what it was?
Yes, I played Patsy Ramsey. Yeah, that was a trip for sure.
That must have been intense. That never got solved, I don't think, did it?
No, they determined, I think a couple of years ago after Patsy passed, that they determined that the parents did not have anything to do with the murder. But I think it's still unsolved.
Well, you know, I'm thinking about it. Did you do a lot of research for that role, you know, the factual research, and did you come up with any of your own conclusions?
Well, there were, between casting and starting filming, there were only about 2 weeks. So, so as much internet research as I could do, they sent me, the production company sent me all the tapes of all the interviews, so studied them over and over and over again. And, you know, at the time, because we played it from, in the movie sense, they played it from the sense of the parents were guilty and then that the parents weren't guilty.
Oh, I see.
So, yeah, it seemed to me, and I'm not being an investigator myself, a lot of the evidence pointed to, you know, maybe a little bit of discipline with a little bit of alcohol gone bad and then a cover-up, but maybe deemed that they weren't, but that was just, that's the way it seemed to me. Uh-huh. However, not really knowing that much about the case as far as from an investigator's point of view, I couldn't really come up. But that's what it seemed to me. But
yeah.
Now, if anyone's just now joining us, we are speaking with actress Judy Evans on behalf of Days of Our Lives. You might know her as Adrienne Kyriakos on the show. It's the 50th anniversary of the show this weekend. And, you know, again, I want to bring up the fact that Adrienne has had so many just very emotional scenes, especially lately. Of course, spoiler alert, if you're about a month behind, Will is dead. And of course, so Sonny is your son. And that's a very emotional time that you got to help him through now.
Yeah. Poor Sonny. You know, Will cheated on him with Sonny's ex-boyfriend, who Sonny probably still had feelings for, but, you know, was keeping, you know, still a good husband by not cheating on him. Mm-hmm. Anyway, they had their troubles, and Sonny felt he had to go away. And as he was just thinking about returning and trying to start again with Will was murdered by a darn necktie killer.
Yeah, yeah, that's terrible. And of course, you know, there's also your romantic storyline with Justin and Lucas. And I've got a funny story about Lucas, Brian Dottillo. You know, I am a straight man. I'm 31 years old, but still, many years ago when I was a kid, Brian was here in Phoenix at a Joanne's. You know, like they had like a signing or something.
The fabric
like that.
Store, right?
Yeah, at the fabric store.
Crafts.
Fabrics, crafts, and yeah, of course. And I went there. I stood in line, and I think that Brian was freaked out because I was so excited to see him. And, you know, but everyone is so excited to see you guys when you make these personal appearances. That, I think, shows how important you are in people's lives. And I still have Lucas hanging on the wall in my house.
That is awesome, I tell you. Well, and I can totally understand that. Brian is a guy's guy, but a woman's guy. He's got such a great personality. He's such a great man, and he's really damn handsome. So I could totally understand, even from a straight man point of view, thinking, yeah, you know, loving seeing him. And he's so gregarious and such a wonderful, warm human being. So I totally get, you know, what is it called? A man crush? Right?
Yeah, man crush, yeah.
I totally get that. Well, if I were a man, I'd have a crush on him too.
Well, plus he was with Sammy for a while, and you know, I thought that one day I'd have a chance with Sammy. As crazy as she is, because you know, I like crazy women like Bonnie
she's
and Sammy.
And she's hot. I mean, you know, hands down, very hot woman.
Exactly.
Passionate.
I have a question. Joseph, who did we have on last year from Days of Our Lives?
We had Andre, okay. Tony.
Yeah.
I can't even think of their real names. Penglis.
So I asked him this question.
Tao, yeah.
Yeah, so I did ask him this question last year from a man's point of view. So I'd love to have a woman's point of view. You know, some of the romantic stuff that goes on at soap operas, the bedroom scenes, for example. I already got the answer. But no, what I'm wondering is, because I'm not an actor, I've never played that, although maybe I'm up for a leading role someday. But what I'm thinking of, how...
What are you doing later?
where are you? No, I'm kidding. I can get free flights.
Oh, dates but, away.
Oh, yeah. But wherever you are, that's where I'm at. No, but what I'm saying is how do you learn that? Do you learn it? How do you get into a role like that but also maintain boundaries? Or as a professional actor, do you sort of lose the boundaries, but you regain them later? How does that work?
No. You know, it's funny because people ask about the love scenes a lot. And from my point of view, they're the things I dread the most. They are the most uncomfortable.
Oh.
You know, you are being, you have to in the moment be very, you know, play that you're in love with this person. And even, you know, and especially if you're lucky enough to really like the person that you're working with and that they're very respectful and you're respectful is very wonderful. But remember, you're being very intimate and passionate in front of, you know, 30 guys.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's uncomfortable. It's very orchestrated because there's lighting and camera angles. And so you have to, there's nothing romantic remotely about it. And a lot of people say, oh, those love scenes and, oh, actors always, you know, and it's not, I don't think it's the love scenes that, you know, when people are off on movie locations and fall in love, it's the time that you have to spend sitting around doing nothing, getting to know each other. It's not the love scenes. I mean, there's nothing remotely romantic or, you know, it's actually just for me personally, it's uncomfortable and I'm embarrassed. I usually make, you know, degrading remarks about myself just to make people laugh because it's so uncomfortable. Please, somebody laugh now.
But, you know, what's interesting, you know, although how you're describing it, it might be mechanical, but it comes across such great performances that it doesn't look mechanical.
It's in the writing and the directing, and it's, you know, television and movie magic. A lot has to do with if you watch a love scene on mute, and then a lot of it has to do with the sweetening, adding the music to it, the lighting, the camera angles, the dialogue. It all adds to and comes across as something. But if you took it piece by piece, it's like, yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
but it's, you know, and those are very, very hard because, you know, picture, you know, you're saying very intimate things and you have to, as an actor, have some kind of, you know, put yourself in that moment. It's hard to... in that, for me, that's the hardest thing to connect to, because that's something that's so very private and so very special. But, you know, part of the job, and at the end of the day, there's a paycheck involved. So
yeah, no, I hear you.
I do.
And one last question to that. How about, I mean, you're married. How does that, does the husbands, you know, get jealous? Do you tell them before you do a love scene, hey, we're, you know, doing a love scene, and
how's your husband react? Because most people that I had been involved with before, most men have a hard time dealing with that, and most women too, and I can totally understand why.
Gotcha.
However, my husband and I, we have a very good relationship. He's a news cameraman. He's a field cameraman for CNBC.
Oh, nice.
But one time when we were just first married, he actually covered, you know, somebody was sick, and they called him from the pool to do some work on Another World at the time. And before, we'd never worked together before, so the night before we're like, hey, my job's my job, your job's your job, you know, you handle your thing, I handle my thing, okay. And the next day I had to go in and do a very intense love scene.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, how'd that go? I was a little nervous. It was very intense. And then afterwards, I kind of walked up to him, and I was looking all around saying,
how's the weather?
Because I wasn't watching you. I was paying attention to my shot. Yeah. I was like, oh, okay, we're good. But it's funny because Lucas and Adrian had their first love scene a few months ago, and my husband and I all sit down and watch the show on DVR or whatever. And I was like, hey, you want to watch the show today? Lucas and Adrian, you know, they do it. And he was like, why would I want to watch that? I said, well, the dialogue's really good. So he's like, all right. You know, and I can tell he was a little, you know, so I turned it on. We watched it because you're right, the dialogue. Hey, that was pretty funny. So it's like, why would I want to watch you do that? No, no, really, really, they're pretty good.
That is too funny. That is really cool.
Wow. Well, you know, actress Judy Evans, you're so much fun. We've got to have you on the show again sometime. You know, Adrian is so excellent on Days of Our Lives.
It's my honor and pleasure. And I apologize for being late. I put my phone on vibrate. I didn't hear it, so I'm so smart.
No, that's it.
Everything in my life seems to be on vibrate. Sorry.
We appreciate you making time for us.
That could be a different topic.
Well, for the next show.
Yes, we really would love
that
to have you on
tomorrow.
Again sometime, you know, but happy 50th anniversary of the show. Have a great time tonight.
Thank you.
And please, we'd love to have you on again sometime.
Absolutely.
There's so much more to talk about.
My pleasure.
Thanks, Judy.
Thank you for watching. Have a great day.
Thank you too.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Oh, she's delightful. Now, she's really fun.
Yeah, she's a lot of fun.
Yeah, let's get her back on.
Yeah, we definitely need to get. And we were supposed to have Jen Lilly back on the show.
Yeah.
We will have her on a future show if she's got a Christmas CD coming out. So we'll hear about that.
Okay,
yeah. So don't worry, we won't be missing that. So, but again, Days of Our Lives. Now.